The Rays and the Angels Saturday nights. Ladies, he's single. Alex Cobb looking to protect a 1-0 lead bottom two, but the right-hander in some hot water.
And a two-ball, two-strike pitch due to Angelton Simmons. Cobb is ready and throws. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Hey, that'll get it done. Long shot back into deep center. Trout's going to look up, and that baby is out of here. Home run for Logan Morrison. And strike three called on the outside corner.
The 1-0 pitch. Here's a swing and a line drive into the gap in right center field. This should get down for a base hit, and it does. Calhoun over to go cut it off on one hop, but Peterson got a good jump off of second base. He's around third and will score on the RBI single by Jesus Sucre.
There's a shot back into deep left center field. That ball is well tagged and out of here. Souza Jr. caught up with that one and hits his 18th home run of the year.
Cobb ready to go, swings the leg in the pitch. Here's a swing and a miss. He struck him out as he takes care of Pennington for the second time.
The Rays double up the Angels 6-3. It's their eighth win in 11 games as they tie a season high with four straight wins. They've also won seven straight games at Angel Stadium, dating back to 2015. The second-place Rays continue to keep the heat on the first-place Red Sox in the AL East, as the Rays have now won eight of their last 11 games. Here is Tampa Bay skipper Kevin Cash.
Well, Alex set the tone. We got some early hitting, which really helped out with the win. Lomo's home run was huge to kind of separate it right there. As far as Alex's performance, obviously, really, really strong performance. I think he'll be the first to tell you that it was probably a little bit more of a battle than what he would, the standard he sets. Fell behind some guys, some hard hit balls. I thought it was a really good night by the defense, being in the right spot, made some nice plays behind him. But at the end of the day, I mean, Alex made some big pitches when he had to keep their lineup quiet. So, the offense, great to see Lomo get going. It was outstanding to see Corey Dickerson get some hits. Shane Peterson, Suki, we had a bunch of production kind of spread out through the lineup. Souza the home run there at the end, but story is still the way Alex Cobb threw the ball.
Coming out of the All-Star break, what do you like about your team's confidence?
They're confident, and they should be. So I think we all like that quite a bit. I mean, this game is not easy. But when you're able to play with a lot of confidence, maybe like a lot of our guys are doing right now, I think it helps.
Logan Morrison had a career high earlier this season. Tonight, Steven Souza Jr. hit his 18th home run, a new career high. What do you make of what he's been able to put together offensively?
Well, I mean, he's made adjustments offensively. I think first and foremost, being able to stay on the field. He has, he's been healthy, and it's allowed him to have, the consistency of a season, not going on the DL and coming back. So staying healthy has been the priority one for him. And then the second is the adjustments that he's made at the plate. I mean, it's again, the fastball that he got to, he does not get to that fastball last year. He probably fouls the ball off or takes it, and then the next fastball he's probably a tick late on, but he's committed to his approach that he's going to attack the fastball and then adjust on other things, and that's what he's shown.
And in the sixth inning, two on, two out for Alex Cobb, and he's able to get Albert Pujols out. How big of a strikeout was that?
It was big. I mean, there were a lot of big outs. I mean, Alex, it was a unique start in the way that he kept his pitch count down so low. He probably, the ratio, strike-to-ball ratio was a little off for what he normally does. But when he needed to make some big pitches, he was able to do that.
Yeah,
into the seventh or so. We wanted him to get it. It just, it wasn't going to happen. I think the last two innings of work, he was falling behind some guys, some lengthier at bats. And then obviously, with Trout coming up, probably best to give it to somebody else.
And that was the first time you used Boxberger back-to-back.
Yep.
Back with the idea to just get him in and get him out right there if he got the out.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the lead scored and changed, yes.
Having seven straight starts where he's gone six plus, now he went 7 2/3. What to do for his confidence as far as being able to repeat that?
Well, I mean, Alex is very confident in his abilities and determined to go out there and continue to be the type of pitcher he's shown throughout his entire career. So I'm sure it helps, but I don't think we talked about it before the game. I don't think he weighs on that too much. He takes outing to outing and wants to go out and give us a chance to win. You know, a younger guy maybe that says a little bit more, like a Jake Faria. But for Alex, I think he more or less expects to go out there and with, you know, provide those type of performances.
When you look at today's game, you're taking advantage of the opportunities and coming out of the All-Star break. The team's looking pretty good. What does it mean if you win tomorrow and take the series for the weekend?
A lot. I mean, look, it's tough to win on the road. It's tough to sweep on the road. This Anaheim team has done some good things. You know, they've been beat up with some injuries, and it's a talented lineup. So we're playing good baseball against a good team. I mean, ideally, we've got to find a way to win tomorrow. We got the right guy on the mound and Chris Archer, so that would be nice. Yeah, and I mean, I think even we had success in Boston series, and you know they got some hits, but we noticed that they were a little gassed, and I think the break benefited both of them. You know, Corey yesterday took a great round of batting practice. I know didn't have much to show for it in the game, but today he came out and he looked like the Corey Dickerson, just hitting line drives all over the ballpark, and then Lomo doing his thing.
Did you have a roster update?
Yeah. Beck has now been reactivated from the disabled list. We optioned Taylor Featherston. You know, Taylor did a really nice job for us. For a guy that we knew nothing about, he's not from our organization, we acquire him. It's not the easiest thing to come in here and get along with the new teammates and kind of buy into the culture and the chemistry. He was outstanding. Very appreciative of his efforts and know that he's a good player. Helped us win some games.
Logan Morrison snapped an 0-for-15 skid with a 2-run shot in the third inning off LA starter J.C. Ramirez. A big part of the Rays' 6-3 win against the Angels Saturday night. Here is Lomo speaking to the media following the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Been struggling a little bit lately, but just another reminder that it only takes one. So just looking for a fastball over the middle of the plate and was able to get it and put good wood on it.
And on the other side, your pitcher, Alex Cobb, was outstanding. What did you see from him tonight?
I mean, that guy's a bulldog. I love his competitiveness, his fire. Mad at himself when he walks a guy and puts up a scoreless inning or something like that. He's always striving to be better, and you know that's the type of guys we want on the team.
Alex Cobb was once again outstanding for the Rays. He pitched 1-run ball into the eighth inning, leading Tampa Bay to a 6-3 win. Here is Cobb sharing his thoughts after the game.
I think I'm pitching to contact, and you know there's been a few times where I've looked up in like the sixth or seventh and realized my pitch count's pretty low, but you know that takes a couple things. It takes your defense to make some big plays behind you, and it takes less strikeouts than you'd normally have. But you know, like tonight for example, the felt like everywhere they hit the ball we had guys positioned where they should be, and making some really, really nice plays behind me.
Yeah, you bring that up, making some nice plays behind you. Overall, just what did you think about the Rays defense?
I mean, it's at the caliber right now that we're going to need it to be at to get to where we want to be in September and into the playoffs. And you know, I think it's amongst the best in baseball right now, and we've definitely grown as a group out there. And you know, it's been fun to watch that evolution evolve a little bit and see how guys have been able to get more comfortable out of position with the shifts and really make that adjustment.
Six inning, two on, two outs. You're facing Albert Pujols. How would you best describe just getting that out there?
Yeah, it was you know, a big moment. Was fortunate to get a couple strikes on the curveball and then tried to disguise a fastball in the outer half, and it leaked over the middle a little bit, but fortunately grounded to Longo, and all he had to do was step on the bag.
Steven Souza Jr. has as much raw power as anybody in the game, and he certainly put that on display leading off the eighth inning with a mammoth solo home run into the camera well in left center field. Here is Souza speaking to the media following the Rays' 6-3 win.
Man, I've got too many people to name to credit the year. Such great support from my family, from the coaching staff, this organization, my teammates. Just kept believing in me. Obviously, you know, my faith in God and just allow me to persevere through the times that I've struggled. So I'm very thankful for just a season like this, and I have to credit to everybody else.
What do you think has been the biggest difference for you?
I think just relaxing and having fun. I think, you know, trying to stay short, I think, would be a big thing in the box. And at times trying to do much, which means having a long swing and trying to hit the homer. So just trying to shorten down, cut on the strikeouts. And I know that when I put the ball in play, good things can happen. And so I've tried to do that a little more.
And on the other side, what did you see from your pitcher, Alex Cobb, tonight?
He's incredible. I mean, he really is just the horse of our team and our staff. And it's almost like we just assume he's going to go into the eighth inning every game now. And, you know, you can't say enough about what he means to this team. And he goes out there, and regardless of how he feels, he goes and competes. And it's contagious for us. I mean, we see him competing, and we want to go in the box and compete for him. And it's just really fun to watch him have success.
Last one for you. What do you like about this team's confidence coming out of the All-Star break?
Yeah, so I think I said it at the break that, you know, a four-day break, the talent on this team doesn't matter with the four-day break, but we got a long way to go. I mean, there's a lot more games to be played. You know, obviously we've got a series win already locked up here, but just an amazing group of guys that we have here that are relentless, and wins have just come from every direction. And, you know, you can't lean on one guy for a full season to just carry you. And so that's what I love about this team, is it's just passed the baton, even in the bullpen, on the staff. It's next guy up, and that guy's got to get his job done, and it's really fun to watch.
The Rays send their ace, Chris Archer, to the mound on Sunday. He'll be opposed by Parker Bridwell.